I want to speak now to the MP for Foyle, Mark Durkin. Mark Durkin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hearing about the death of Martin McGuinness this morning, Mark, have you lost a personal friend?
Obviously, having been in politics so long in Derry, I've come to know Martin very, very well. Obviously, as a trenchant opponent and a staunch critic over many years, but also someone who, because of work we'd have done together within the constituency, just the number of times we'd have met locally, and of course working on the peace process right back to the days of the Hume Adams talks, he's someone whom I have come to know in very different ways. Someone who I served in government with, who was very collegial in how he operated in the executive, both when he was Minister for Education and then, from everything I could see, when he served latterly as Deputy First Minister as well. So he's steely, he's no slouch when it comes to argument. I wouldn't pretend he was always accurate in his argument or his recollection of things, but that's politics. And the fact is, he is someone who used acknowledgement as a grace note in his political discourse. And you could see him do that in individual conversations or around the executive table, or indeed on public occasions, to reach to people, to acknowledge and engage with people, to extend the respect to people, or just to transform the character of an argument.
But not a friend as such.
Yeah, no, I would have been very friendly with him. Obviously, he didn't vote for me and I didn't vote for him, put it that way.
But away from politics, or can you not get, can two political heavyweights never get away from politics?
Oh, no, you can, surely. And obviously, with us both being in Derry and from Derry and knowing so many people and going to matches together, no, we always had good engagement at that level. I mean, Martin was someone who was very, very warm, you know, and I know a lot of people are using the word affable about him. He was warm and engaging. He had a range of interests that he could talk about, and even in difficult political moments, what he was often able to do was talk about not just the issue that was being confronted inside the room, but talk about various things outside, talk about aspects of people's lives, talk about what was happening to people elsewhere. And so Martin always had a wavelength on which he could engage with people, even if you did then return to whatever was the crunch political point of the moment. So I think everybody in Derry would have found themselves very familiar and friendly with Martin, even if, you know, they didn't always share all of his views over all of his political life.
The atmosphere in Derry this morning, Raymond McCartney touched on it because we were talking about this yesterday, the passing of the young footballer Ryan McBride. There's a sadness hanging over that part of the city anyway this morning. But the passing of Martin McGuinness, what is the general feeling? How are Derry people coping with the reality that someone so well known and that so many of them voted for has actually died?
Well, as you say, obviously the city is still a shock at the death of Ryan McBride, and then to find that Martin has died after this cruel illness that he fell to has really floored people. So we have this double shock, and even though, you know, people knew that Martin's illness was grave, death when it came is still a shock. He's still a relatively young man. He was a very vital and lively and fit person, you know, always in active circulation about the city and more widely. So people are shocked, and he's someone who has been such a significant public figure. I mean, he served nearly 10 years as Deputy First Minister alongside three other joint First Ministers with him. And in that role, he served reconciliation very well. And I think many people in Derry were proud of the role that he played, and saw him in that joint office demonstrating the value of that joint office and demonstrating the value of the agreement. And I suppose for many people in Derry, the irony was what Martin succeeded in doing in the institutions was in many ways vindicating John Hume, who was the one who had said all along that there was an alternative to violence, that we should get an agreement, put that agreement to the Irish people, north and south, use that to delegitimise violence and create power-sharing institutions to build reconciliation within the north and on a north-south basis, and to change relations between the UK and Ireland. And so Martin, in how he embraced his role in public office, and reflected not just his own party's mandate, but also respected the wider national mandate for the agreement, did provide sterling public service. And I think that's something that not just the people of Derry appreciate.
No doubt, Mark Durkin, you will go to his funeral. The SDLP will be well represented at his funeral. Do you believe that all the major political parties in Northern Ireland should be officially represented at that funeral mass?
Well, I believe that they should, in the sense that Martin was someone who, in the political institutions, served and recognised all of the other parties. He showed as much respect across the chamber as anyone could have expected. He put up with a lot of abuse and insult at times, but the fact is that he served the standing of his public office very well. Obviously, he didn't let down his own party mandate or his party view, but he also was someone who recognised that he had a wider mandate and a wider responsibility as well. And yes, he was right to remind other parties that they all needed to respect that wider mandate as well that the institutions of the agreement had. So I think it would be absolutely appropriate that all parties should be there to offer due respects to someone who served well in public office. He's someone who always used acknowledgement, I think, in a very strong way. One of his grace notes of political discourse was to use acknowledgement in ways that respected people of all sorts of other views, respected people even with relatively small mandates. Also, he used acknowledgement to recognise some of the issues that people had with his past and with what the IRA had done as well. So he used acknowledgement often in a very positive way to move conversations and to change the mood.
You mentioned
people. And so it's right that people should properly acknowledge him.
Yeah, you mentioned it would be appropriate. You used the word it would be appropriate for all the major parties to be officially represented at the funeral mass. Would it be appropriate, or is it appropriate, for the Republican movement to have a Republican overtone to the funeral, as at this moment in time seems like as if it's going to be the case?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I don't want to be getting the reason I'm being careful in the language I was using with you is I don't want to be saying things that then is shorthanded by somebody else into, oh, Mark Durkin has called on all parties to this, or has called for this, that and the other. This is a time, first and foremost, for paying proper respects on an occasion, and in particular I want to offer condolences to Bernie and to Martin's family, and of course to his comrades, for whom he was such a special and close person as well. I don't want to be getting into all sorts of commentary about what should or shouldn't be features of his funeral. That's not my business to organise or advise in that direction. I just want to honestly reflect in terms of my own personal views as someone who has worked with Martin and against Martin and over many, many years.
But in the meantime, thousands of people will be in Derry for his wake. Thousands of people from across Ireland will come to your city to mark his passing.
I would imagine that would be so, and the fact is there will be many people who maybe won't be able to make that journey, who will be no less forthcoming in the respect and appreciation that they want to extend. I mean, I think it's important when we look at some of what has been said about Martin today, and when, you know, points from his career are being highlighted, it's important to remember that as Deputy First Minister, when he stood alongside Peter Robinson and Hugh Orde and used the word traitors about the dissidents who had murdered Stephen Carroll, he was saying that in reflection of the mandate that the Good Friday Agreement had from the people of Ireland, North and South. And so that was him speaking not just from a party perspective, but that was him speaking with the authority of that joint office, with the authority of the wider mandate from the people of Ireland, North and South, that the Good Friday Agreement has. And that's how Martin was able to overcome, obviously, people's problems with his own past. And I certainly, you know, would totally repudiate the support he gave and any involvement he had in respect of violence. But I respect how he discharged himself in democratic office under the mandate of the Good Friday Agreement, and appreciate that he was able to show sufficient respect to others as well.
Okay. Mark Durkin, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. It's Mark Durkin, the MP for Foyle, remarking on the passing of Martin McGuinness.